Mezer Hashem, we are learning Shmir Saloshin, Sharat Vuna, Perik Vav, Shin 159 from the Chavetz Chaim, where he's telling us how should we view each other to avoid bearing a grudge, to avoid wanting to take revenge. And he has told us so far that we have to view ourselves as one. In the same way, if a person trips over his feet, which I said over the story yesterday, how I did trip on the blacktop, one does not hit his left foot that was the cause of the tripping with his right foot, or does not punch his left foot. Look what you did to me. That's the most absurd thing you ever hear. So too, we have to realize we are nefesh achas, ish echad. We are one unit. In Shemayim, it's clearly visible that all of Klal Yisrael are one connected piece. Down here, Hashem divided us up into different pieces. So we have to remind ourselves not to take revenge, not to bear grudge on who? On ourselves. On ourselves. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us. Person has different limbs and body parts, shame roshim, loy kimoy harosh v'halev, like his head and his heart. V'yeshetachteyem kimoy hayad v'haregel, and then you have the hands and the feet underneath the head. V'gam l'shoresh echad yasu kol Yisrael levasoif, and so too, all of Klal Yisrael is one nation to be gathered together at the end of times. V'tachas kisei kavod underneath HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne of glory. To my Shinemar, it says, Vaisa Nefesh Adoini, Nefesh Adoini. The emphasis is on the Nefesh, as on the oneness, on the unity of Klal Yisrael. Sruro with Sror HaChayim. They were bound in the eternal binding of life. Therefore, it continues the Chavetz Chaim, that since we see that Klal Yisrael all one, all Yidden, all Jews are considered to be all one. And it's only here in this world that we don't have the ability to see how we're one unit. Because we're malubush, because we're wearing different garments, different people, different limbs of that same neshama. Medame ha'odam bedaito, a person thinks, shu'ish prati, that he's his own person, and he's not connected to the other person. However, that's a mistake. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim tells us. We find numerous times in Tanakh that when a Yid does an Aveira, when one person does an Aveira, it affects Klal Yisrael. Like they're one body. And if a person has a tremendous pain in one part of his body, also the rest of his limbs, the rest of his body are also in pain. Av shein ke'ev godol kol kach. Av ha'pi chein yesh lehem ha'gosh im o'isa ke'ev. So if a person has a horrific pain in his leg, it affects his whole entire body. The kinnin shematzinu v'eikar rabo se pizuri Yisrael. Nimshu lo Yisrael l'se. Klal Yisrael compared to his se. Ma darkor shel se. Just like by a sheep that has pain in one of its limbs, all of its limbs feel the pain. Now, the source of the pain might be coming from that one limb, but it's going out through its whole entire body. So too, if Klal Yisrael are chayte, we're all punished. Why is that? Because we're one. We're one unit. It's like a mashal of a person, a famous mashal. They were going in the boat. One person takes a drill and he starts drilling in the bottom of his cabin in his boat. His friend tells him, what are you doing? What are you doing this for? So he says back to them, what does it bother you? I'm not drilling underneath your seat in your cabin. At the end of the day, if you drill in that hole, we're all in the same boat together. We're going to sink. And that's understanding. All of Klal Yisrael were one unit. And we see, just like if one person does an Aveira, we're all punished. Klal Yisrael are reivim ze bezeh. There's an arvus, there's a relationship with each other. And therefore, when it comes to bearing a grudge, when it comes to taking revenge, we have to realize we're taking revenge on ourselves.
Who would hit himself? Who would take revenge on himself? That's absurd. And that's how we have to view Klai Yisrael as one complete unit.